This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Good morning, great morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made, and we make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Elona Sanders, and I want to welcome you to another powerful and insightful early morning empowerment virtual gathering. And this is day number 16 of our 21-day prophetic gathering for Tuesday, January 16, 2018. It is an honor and it is a pleasure to be in this community with you. With that being said, let's bring our hearts and our mind present and let's activate the success mind today. And we come present right here, right now, and take a good heel and deep breath in. And on the exhale, we bring ourselves present to this moment right here, right now. And we're so thankful and so grateful for another day, for another opportunity, knowing that all things are working together, fitting into a plan for good, because we love God and we're called according to purpose. Next, heal and deep breath in. And on the exhale, we turn our attention, our focus inward. We tap the rich inner life of the kingdom of God within us. And we feel the activation of the Holy Spirit's presence, leading and guiding us into all the truth. One more for the power of three. And on the exhale, as we gather together all over this empowerment community, I pray for each and every one that has gathered this morning. I pray that every need is met, every bill is paid, every way is made, and that you come into the knowledge of your divine nature and begin to flow out of that. I'm so thankful and so grateful that all things are working together and that everything that concerns you is being perfected, and that this is a powerful day, and that you will see the benefits of all that have been released for you in this day. One more healing deep breath in. And on the exhale. Again, good morning. This is Elona Sanders, and this is Early Morning Empowerment, day number 16. Can you believe we've already traveled through half of this month already? And I'm telling you, it's just glorious. I am so thankful, so grateful, and so humble by all that's being done in your life. And I'm excited about what's unfolding for you day by day, the testimonies that are coming in. I'm so grateful for it. I need the feedback. I appreciate the feedback. And it's good to know that your needs are being met and that your questions are being answered. And you are making progress, and you still have your focus, and you're moving forward. I said that we will probably be continuing on this journey. I'm believing that we're going to take this 30 days out, because we're just gaining power, we're gaining momentum, and that's what it's all about, gaining that power and that momentum. And I know that sometimes the attention span is not that great, but I know that each and every one of us, we're on a mission. We are on a mission, and we're so grateful for an opportunity to be able to connect in with people of like-minded and like precious faith. Yes, yes, yes. I'm grateful for that. All right. We laid down so much ground. Again, I want to encourage you, go get these messages, download them, take them with you, bite on them, chew them, add them with your notes. Look at all the notes that I put up there in the empowerment circle and be blessed by all that's being released. Now, I got to kind of calm myself down because I am excited today about the ability for us to begin to build upon the foundation that we have laid. So I just want to recap for one moment on a couple of things, and then we're going to continue to build. And in order to really reap the benefits of all that's being activated this year, you must really be in this year. You must really tap into the spirit and the energy of what's been activated and what's being released. And when we come into alignment with that, then you truly could say, 2018 is my year. This is the year of you. This is the year for health. It's a year for wellness, and it's a year for wealth. And each and every day, we're going to begin to see how the power and the presence of God is moving and operating in your life. And so in one of the earlier lessons that we did, I talked about how this year you're going to be able to like just hit your major goals. And even if you don't hit your big major goals, you're going to see how it's impossible for you to fail this year because of the things that we're going to do to start building. Imagine all that confusion clearing up in your mind, and you're no longer wondering if you're doing quote unquote the right thing, no more feeling stuck. All of that, this is the year that all of that clears up and it gets settled for you. And that is such a good place to just, you know, have some rejoicing, do a happy dance, that for many of you, you would give anything just not to feel stuck. This is going to be a year that you're going to be reminded to celebrate often. As you stay fluid, you're going to want those little celebrations every time you are acknowledging what you have done right. And that was the assignment yesterday, to really start focusing and celebrating the things that you are doing right each and every day. We're so grateful for all the tools that's at our disposal and everything that we know that we have that's causing us to just blossom into the person that we know that we are here to be, having the impact we want to make. So with that being said, I want us to look at how you get to that place now that we're learning how to get out of our own way. And we did three parts on getting out of your own way. And we did the two parts on purification and the power of purification, the power of being able to be free of foreign substances, things that not supposed to be in your field, things that's not supposed to be in your energy field. It is time to clean it up. It's time to allow ourselves to be purified because that's where the power is. When we come into that alignment with God, we're going to see that there's so much power when we allow ourselves to be purified and we get out of our own way. You're taking authority over your thought process. You're learning how to quiet down that chatterbox that's in your head. And I want you to take stock. If you've been traveling and doing this for a minute, you should notice that your mind is pretty much quiet now. And that's when you start tapping into a place of power. So today, I want us to start really building on the foundation. And I want to take my time for a few minutes to help you understand the power of now. The power of now. You often hear me say when we activate the success mind and when I open up every message, I say, this is the day the Lord has made. And I say, let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. I say that like that because I understand the power that has been given to us in this day. The mere fact that you are alive and you have awakened this day means that you're in a powerful position. And many times when I say to you, let's take a healing deep breath in and bring ourselves present right here, right now, I say, this is your moment of power. This is your breakthrough moment. This is your moment of miracles. The reason why I say that and what I want to give to you today is I want you to have a conscious awareness of who you are and the power that you're operating with on a daily basis when you understand how to tap into the power of a now moment. And beloved, you have a now moment every single day, all day long. However many minutes it is in a day, that is a now moment for you. Now, the reason why the now moment is so powerful, because it's a present moment, and that is where all the power is. Before you become skilled at taking authority over your thoughts and your emotions and harnessing that ego mind and all that it contributes to your life, before you were able to harness that, you probably spent most of your waking time and most of your thoughts either in the past, in the future, or condemning what you were seeing in your present moment. I want you to write that down, because we spent most of our time either in the past, dreaming about the future, or condemning what we were seeing in the present moment. We were complaining about it, murmuring about it, but you were not tapped into the power of what was available to you in the present moment. We laid a strong foundation to help you understand who you are on your deepest level, which is your God self, your divine nature. And for some of you, it may take a moment. You may have to sit and breathe that thought in, that my God self, my spirit man, is just like God. And in that sense, I am God, like Jesus the Christ says, did not I tell you that you're gods, right? And so it may take a moment for you to be able to really understand your divinity and to understand that when you are awakened, and that awakening is all about, you know, being tapped in and being conscious of your divine self and understanding all that is available and all that flows from there. It may take a moment for you to really begin to understand that there is a part of you that is divine, and it has nothing to do with your physical appearance alone. Remember, your physical appearance is your identifying marker for this physical realm. That's what your body is for. It's to give you an identity in this physical realm. But when you begin the awakening process, you understand that your physical only defines you in this physical realm to give you an identity marker in terms of a family to connect with, a people to connect with, to identify with in a physical realm. But there's a much greater realm of authority that is moving and operating. And so when you sit with the fact that, okay, I have a divine nature, my spirit man, the Holy Spirit within. And the reason why I'm particular about the language that I use in this community is so that you can begin to embrace the power that is you. The power that is you. And that's why I say things like your God self, your divine nature, rather than just simply saying your spirit man or the Holy Spirit. Because when we simply say the Holy Spirit, you still think it's something else that's unattached from you. You don't think of it as you. And when you begin to see your spirit self, your divine self in this physical body, knowing that your divine self is just like God, And when you think about the attributes of God and you say, wait a minute, that's me. That is my identity. That is who I am. When you can embrace that and learn to flow out of that, you are in a position, beloved, where you cannot fail. You cannot fail. In 2016, we spent that entire year learning how to enter into divine rest, learning how to enter into a place where we were flowing out of this power, and that divine rest caused us to come into a place of faith and certainty. We're no longer wondering about that, and I think that that was just awesome that we were able to take a whole year and just meditate on and practice how to be in this place of rest. That's the same place that we tap into in an instant. When I say, let's take a healing deep breath in, we're tapping into that place of divine rest, the place of power, and we're flowing out of that. So I know that many of you need more practice with being consistent on a daily basis on not worrying about what appears to be lacking in your physical realm. When you learn that all of that really and truly, beloved, is an illusion. Why we say it's an illusion? Because it could change in an instant when you aligned yourself with another reality out of your rich inner life. When we talk about the power of now, why it's powerful and why we tap in and look inwardly and activate this spirit nature that is in us, is because Jesus the Christ made some powerful, unequivocal statements concerning you. And when we read the scriptures and it says that we are seated, and being seated is a position of authority. We're seated in heavenly places with Christ, far above principalities, powers, dominions, might, everything that's named in this earth realm. We're already seated in a position of authority above it. And so when we look at the technology of prayer and even the way that we have approached prayer in our Christian experience, we kept praying earthbound prayers. We kept praying as if something was over us, on top of us. But when you are tapped into your God self and know that you are seated in a position of authority, far above anything, you're no longer under any circumstance. So we don't use that terminology as much as possible, because you are not under any circumstance. You're far above it. And you decree and you declare from that position. If you notice, even in this community, when I pray, I'm not doing a lot of petition praying, because we come into the understanding that once we are connected to God and we understand that as He is, so am I, and that we're one. That is why Jesus the Christ made so many powerful affirmations concerning us. And when He prayed, He said, Father, make them one, like we are one. What He was saying is help them to come into the knowledge and the realization that we're one. See, that's too much based on where you may have come from in your spiritual experience to think that you are one. Remember when the Jews wanted to stone Jesus the Christ? They said because He's making Himself equal to God, or making Himself one with God, because He said, I and the Father are one. It's time now, beloved, to step into an awareness of who you are and the power that you possess, and learn how to operate in a now moment, because that's the place of great power. Not the past, we know that. Not even the future. You see, you take this now moment when you're present right here, right now, and when you're in your quiet place and you activate your divine imagination and you begin to visualize and you begin to see, that is a place that we go to tap into divine insight and have divine sight, which is our vision. And once we see that, we come back to this now moment and we activate the spirit of what we've seen. See, many times we're failing because we could see our future. We could see in our divine imagination what we should be playing out and acting out. But then you have to come back to this present moment and you have to activate the spirit and the energy and the emotion of what you see, and that starts creating. So if you take your now moment and you allow it to be flooded with worry and depression and judgment, critical judgment and measurement and comparison, you're not using the power that's available to you, and you're wondering why your prophecy has not come to pass. You've never really come into divine alignment with your prophecy. You kept saying, so-and-so prophesied to me, or it was said to me, and that's still just something that was said. But you have not yet stepped in and activated the power of that right now. And there are some prophetic words. I've had two that I know for sure, maybe three prophetic words, because I don't get a lot of them. I really don't. In my life, that was so far beyond anything that I could imagine that I would just say, okay, I'm going to just put a pin in that. Because what was happening, and you may have done this as well, what you said is, I cannot even fathom myself functioning at a level like that. I cannot fathom myself being used by God on a level like that. So I'm going to put that over there for a moment. That's the worst thing we can do. Because what happens is that you never align yourself. You never bring your energy to a level of being activated with that. And we keep that far off somewhere. We put a pin in it. We stick it somewhere. We place it somewhere. And it's just somewhere. And then you look up 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. You see no part of it. You never owned it. You never embraced it. It's still something separate from you. It's still something somebody said. It's still something that somebody else pronounced. And knowing this, when a true prophet shows up and release a word, there's an activation that takes place in the realm of the spirit. So now you have the ministering angels, you have divine spiritual law, and everything coming into alignment, waiting for that third critical part, which is you, to connect with it, to give it all the combustion that it needs to explode and start manifesting. You are more powerful than you know. More is dependent on you than you realize, because God has already done his part. You see, when you understand the way God moves, functions, and operates, God is not making daily decisions. Is God getting up every day deciding if the sun is going to shine or not? He set a cycle in motion. He set a system in place. He spoke a word, and here it is, billions of years later, everything is still being upheld by the power of the word. You see, because you operate like that, you think God operates like that. No, it's already done. Jesus the Christ said it's finished. So the part now that's the most important is you stepping into your place of power and authority. We all have different assignments, but it's all working toward the same goal. It's all working that the kingdom of God would be made manifest in this earth realm. That's what we're doing here. And we all may have different assignments or different parts of what we must focus to manifest in this earth realm. And that's okay. I understand my part. You understand your part. And I'm not judging you for your part. My part is to help you to become aware and awaken and start activating and accelerating who you are in this earth realm with your assignment. Someone else's assignment may be to travel around the world and go to different countries and to meet principalities and powers that are ruling and take authority in that realm. And that's fine. That's part of your assignment, part of who you are. But we don't judge each other because our assignments and our tasks may be different. I bless you for the power and authority that's in you. But what in my assignment, I must raise your level of awareness to know that you're not fighting little demons and imps and people's side looks at you or they eye roll at you or their bad intention toward you. You're above that. The light, the glorious light that is you dispels darkness everywhere it goes. We don't even waste time fighting, buying, and rebuking the devil on this level right here in this earth realm. Why? Because the light of who I am, the moment I shows up, it dispels the darkness. So my focus now and my awareness stays connected to the knowledge that I am light. And everywhere I go, darkness is dispelled, so I don't waste my time rebuking demons when I walk in an environment. My focus is on letting that light shine as brightly as it can. And it's done. So when we look at a now moment and we know that that's powerful, and the Course calls it a holy instant, when you tap into this now moment, everything in the kingdom of God is present, is activated, is moving, and is flowing. So if we are in a place of lack or scarcity, you've got to connect from the energy of lack. And that's difficult to do because in this earth realm and this earth environment that we're in, we have trained ourselves, told ourselves stories, have a certain belief system. Every one of you have a money story. And your money story will only allow you to manifest so much. So what do we do now as we move through this year? We're going to use tools to change our money story, to change our physical story concerning our health, to change our story about our connection to people in this earth realm and what that produces. We have to change the story. We have to bring our energy to another level, but it begins with understanding how to come present, how to become present, how to tap into this moment right here, right now, because that's powerful. Once you really say, okay, I get it, I get it. I know, I get what she's saying. I know what it's like to be present, to tap into this moment and to feel all this power and energy that is my divine nature, my God self. Everything that God is, I am. As he is above, so am I right here, right now. If I'm already seated in a position of power and a position of authority and it's far above anything that the enemy has, it's far above any name that's named in this earth realm. If I'm already above it, I don't have to fight that. All I have to do is tap in and activate this light and let this light dispel the darkness and then begin to decree and declare out of my mouth what is, based on my position of authority. So in this community, you notice that many of my prayers are not prayers of position. They're prayers of affirmation, where I'm already affirming and I'm coming into alignment and agreement with what's already done. And for some of you, that may sound a little different, because we're not begging and beseeching and pleading, but we're coming into alignment with what's already done. So your assignment now is to start practicing more affirmation prayers. Once you learn how to tap into your rich inner life and acknowledge that you are a divine person, you have a divine nature, and out of your God nature, every attribute of God belongs to you as well in this earth realm. Because you're connected, you have an eternal connection to that power source. Your spirit self, your spirit man, your divine nature is that connection to everything that God is. So in a natural, if you want to think of it as, you know, everything in a loaf of bread is in a crumb. All the same ingredients is in the crumb. That little part that broke off from that muffin, it still has every bit of all the ingredients as the whole. That is how we are. We are parts of God. And we have every ingredient at our disposal that God has in Him. That's a lot for some of you to really believe. But I'm telling you, when you can grasp that, then you can say, I am the head and not the tail. I'm above only and not beneath. Right? And all things are working together, fitting into a plan for good. Take a good, healing, deep breath in. And just feel and allow that word to just travel all through your spirit, reaching your cells. Let this word oxygenate your cells, because impurity and viruses and diseases cannot live in an oxygenated environment. And that is why we breathe. As you breathe, you are purifying. As you breathe, you're coming into alignment. And we salute the power of God that is you today. All right, beloved, I'm going to release you. We'll be right back here tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Eastern. Tweet something, post something, hashtag early morning empowerment. Invite someone to come and be with us tomorrow. We have so much that we want to share and release. Have a blessed, wonderful, and amazing rest of your day. Bye now. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at ilonasanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@ilonasanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.